Welcome to the World Service Conference 2019 Fellowship Day. My name is Mary and I am a debtor.
Hi, Mary.
Please join me in opening with the Serenity Prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
Could you just get the door back there? Thanks so much.
A word to newcomers. If you're having problems with money and debt and you think you may be a compulsive debtor, you have come to the right place. Debtors Anonymous can help you. We offer face-to-face, telephone, and internet meetings, and we suggest attending at least 6 meetings to have the opportunity to identify with the speakers and become familiar with DA before deciding whether or not this program is for you. If you identify with some or all aspects of compulsive debting, we hope you will join us on the path of recovery and find the peace, joy, and love that we have found in Debtors Anonymous. The topic for this workshop is practicing the 12 traditions in program and personal business. We have 3 speakers, and each speaker will have 10 minutes to share their experience, strength, and hope. And we're going to start out today with...
Hi, I'm Steve. I'm a debtor.
Hi, Steve.
Okay, I'm going to use this thing so I can read my book. And we're talking about the traditions. We're supposed to share on the traditions. I'm going to talk about how the traditions work for me in my recovery in DA. I'll start with tradition 1. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon AA unity. So how does that affect me? Sometimes the traditions feel weird, like especially if you're newer. The steps even seem weird. All the words seem weird. PRG, doing your numbers, like doing your numbers? What are you doing to your numbers? These things seem weird, and then the traditions seem far away. Come on in. We're talking about traditions. And it just seems like the next thing, like you only read them at the meeting and how does that affect me? So our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon DA unity. Now, to me, that's like the unity of the program. Like, I can't do this. My personal recovery depends upon the unity of AA. So, of DA, I'm sorry. And it's like I have to, if there isn't the unity, if there isn't that big thing, like when I walk into a room, I think that I'm the only one who feels this way, and none of you guys know my pain. You don't know how embarrassed I feel about my debt, about the things that affect me, about how I wrecked my car, and all these personal things. Like, none of you guys know how bad I feel, but in actuality, like, everybody sitting in the chair in that meeting feels that way. That none of you guys know my pain or this embarrassing thing that I did or this borrowing money from my parents in my 40s or, you know, on and on and on, all the things we do. And that I get a lot of unity out of, like, everybody in the room feels that way. Like, none of you guys have my problem, but we all have the feeling of none of you guys have my problem. And that's like a thing. I just got like tingly from that. And that's the thing that makes me feel like, okay. Like, one of the things, like, okay, I can breathe. Something's happening here. Something's gonna change and work out. Now I'm gonna go to tradition 2 since we only have 10 minutes each, and I didn't start my timer. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as he may express himself, and our group conscious. Our leaders are but trusted servants, they do not govern. Okay, our leaders are but trusted servants. There's no boss in DA. There's no grand high poobah. It's all we are the program. Everybody in here runs DA. We can go as high as into general service and like changing, working in the steps. And like, this is a perfect example of it. This is the leadership of it is just us. So it's me. And as far as the ultimate authority being God, I always say the only thing highlighted in the 12 steps, either highlighted, italicized, or underlined, the only thing in any of the 12 steps, the original 12, and they're all the same in the different programs with different words in there, is after God, it says, as we understand him. And it's twice. It's the only thing underlined. So God as we understand him. So it's not my God. It's not your God. Or it's not your God, your God, your God. It's how I understand him. So it's how you understand him. If you're like, you know, Christian or Buddhist or Hindu or Krishna or anything else, that's great. If you think all of those things stink and you don't believe in God, that's great. It's perfect. You're in the exact right place with any of those things because it's God as you understand him. It can be just the group, which could even go back to the unity of the group for me, because I get that part of God as I understand him personally is the group and how they are like my safety net and help me. And then I have like some sort of higher consciousness, and it can change daily. Thank you for the applause. Which brings me to tradition three. How much time do I have?
5 minutes.
Oh, perfect. The only requirement for DA membership is a desire to stop debting. That's great. That's also, I walk into the room, I'm like, I'm not a debtor, I don't spend money, I don't have this, I'm not sleeping in a tent yet. Everybody has a different story. It's like, great. The only requirement is a desire to stop debting. So I feel there's something wrong. For me, I started in a different program, and I called the central office and talked to a guy for 2 hours over the phone one night, and I still wasn't sure I was a member of that program. And he said, great, the only requirement is a desire to stop. You can only determine if you're a debtor. And I was like, well, damn right, I'm the only one who can determine. You know, and he was just like, super. So come on in and check it out. Tradition four, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or DA as a whole. And that's true, too. I like that. Do you have a business meeting and your group is autonomous, but you follow the concepts of DA that affect DA as a whole, so you don't... The first thing that pops to my mind is, for instance, outside literature you don't bring in. And you manage the group as a whole and on itself, and then the whole... this whole conference exemplifies that, except in matters that affect other groups or DA as a whole. If you have something you think should change all of DA, well, you become GSR, you talk to the GSR, you go to the meetings, and you try to be involved and change it. Five, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the debtor who still suffers. That's great, too, because you get caught up in the details and get caught up in like, this guy wanted to change how we do our seventh tradition, and I hate the way he does that, and I'm going to leave this meeting, and this person get caught up in the politics or the differences rather than the similarities. Like, if you listen to, and you think that the two of us stink, but you hear something that the last person says that is great, stick with that. Stick with the things that you relate to rather than the differences. My mind wants to go to the differences to keep me separate and keep me apart. But if I stick with the things that I like, and somebody told me 19 years ago, there's going to be something at every meeting you go to that you pick up on, whether they read chapter 5 and you hear something again that sparks you for the first time, or whether it's if you didn't relate to the speaker and you're talking outside and you're telling somebody about your day or your work or looking for money, something will hit you. And he was right. Every meeting I go to, there's something that hits me. Tradition 6. Each DA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the DA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. Boy, that's a big one. 2 minutes. Well, I'm not going to get through all of them. Fully self-supporting. I think that's pretty self-explanatory. We should never endorse. That means DEA shouldn't say, like, well, you really ought to do Marianne Williamson or something like that. You can't. We're just us. DA should remain forever non-professional. Our service centers may employ special workers. Great. That means you don't get paid for helping somebody do the steps. You're a sponsor, and you sponsor somebody, and you give freely like we're all doing today, as it has been freely given to you. Let's see if I can power through these. DA, as such, ought never be organized when you create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. Great. Same thing. We're having that now. We're having service boards and committees and serving each other. We're in the middle of it. There's a lot of traditions going on during this conference. 10. DA has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the DA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. Right. That's like we don't want to talk about how much I'm a DA person and I'm a big DA guy as I do this. But I also work in an industry where that's in video games and they kill people, and I have an opinion on that, and I talk about, you know, you don't want DA to be yourself, represent DA in the public. That's why it's anonymous. I don't know if that's sort of like the side of that tradition. Okay, only two more. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We always need to maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, and films. The same thing, attraction rather than promotion. I want to represent myself as a solid, happy person. That's what I want to be. I want to be happy, and I want to be of service to my fellow man and woman, and I want to be prosperous and abundant, which I am, and sometimes less, sometimes more. And that's the way I want to present myself, and not promote DA, but be an attractive person. Okay, so the last one, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all our traditions. Every mind has to place principles before personalities. That means we don't want to get pissed at somebody, but we really rely, like, for instance, if they go long on a speaking engagement, we don't want to be really upset with them because it's the principles. It's what we're getting out of this rather than the individual personalities. Thank you.
Goodness, my name's Deborah. I'm a debtor. Wow, it's so nice to be here in our small but mighty meeting here. And I just want to honor where I am right now, that my recovery has brought me here, and that it's not a mistake. Like my head, my disease tells me, what are you doing up here speaking at a convention for DA? Who are you to do that? You know, that's the disease part of my debting, you know, and that you guys are here, and whatever has brought you here, whether you're from LA or Arkansas, like, that is totally awesome. We're so committed on a 24-hour basis, not to debt, that we've showed up here and we're just who we are today, you know, because that's all I can be. I can just be Deborah today. So I'm just reminding myself of that, you know, that I don't know what I'm going to say, but the goddesses have my back, and that I'm just really, yeah, I'm just honored to be here and have a microphone in my face. The traditions, I was just thinking about couple, like, overarching things come to me. The traditions are definitely the glue that holds us together. We all have our ways of doing things. We come in here pretty broken for various reasons, and then we start to have a life, and then we start to have opinions about our recovery, which was alluded to earlier. And that's when we start talking to each other about how should we do these meetings? How should we how should we operate outside of meetings when we interact? You know, how should we do PRGs? Should we have mini emergency PRGs or should we just do regular PRGs? You know, should we have it be a man and a woman? Is that sexist? I don't know. Like all these issues start to come up, right? And the traditions kind of, it's like meditation. It brings you back to the core. You know, the reason we are here is first and foremost not to incur debt one day at a time, unsecured debt. And secondly, and this is our primary purpose and the number one tradition basically is to carry the message to the person who still suffers, whether it's in that meeting or in our outside life. And yeah, the title of this meeting is about how do the traditions live in our personal business and in our recovery. And I can't carry the message unless I'm practicing to the best of my ability. And that's a tricky one because I want to do DA like perfectly. That's, you know, one of my character defects, you know. And this recovery has a lot of tools and it has like specific tools, you know. And sometimes I walk in to a DA meeting and I'm like, oh, I start doing a checklist of which one of the tools haven't I been doing perfectly? And, you know, so that's not what my recovery is about. My recovery is about just honoring where I'm at right now and knowing that the steps I've taken to be here, which is about 5 years in program, means that I have a voice and I have something to say to the person who comes in totally not knowing anything about DA or maybe even stumbling into the wrong recovery room and just sitting there, and that I have, through my journey, I have something to say to them. And that is when somebody can listen, is I'm not just like preaching to them. I'm not like, hey, you really should do your numbers, you know, because that's what's going to make you better. Like I just say to them, yeah, it took me like years to start to do my numbers. And now I still don't do them perfectly, you know, and I still obsess over which app is the best app. And should I just use pencil and paper because that's really cool and minimal? Or, you know, it's taking that like character defect away and being like, this is my journey, and can I help you as a newcomer in any way possible? You know, how can I help you? What questions do you have? And as a newcomer, I had a lot of questions and I needed a lot of DA lovin', you know? And so my overarching theme is the main, for me, in my heart and what I hold true is the tradition I want to live is how am I carrying the message? So that also means that in meetings, there are things I've learned that the newcomer is the most important person in the room. It's not the speaker and it's not, you know, I keep thinking president, but it's secretary. The secretary, you know, it's the triangle of power is completely flipped in these rooms. And that is an amazing thing for us. And the traditions keep reminding us to flip that triangle, that there is no person at the top who's going to tell us how to do this, that we all as a group need to hold the newcomer up until they can be at the bottom of, or whatever, I'm mixing my metaphors, but we basically need to keep that focus in mind, and that is what carries me sometimes to the next day. Sometimes I just, for my own self, I don't want to do my recovery on one day, but I'll get a phone call from somebody and it'll say DA, you know, DA Sam, and I'll pick it up. I'll be like, oh, I don't want to talk to anyone right now, you know, but there's someone with less time and someone I said, hey, call me anytime. And I pick up the phone and lo and behold, like they're going through something, their head's spinning, right? And they're they've got their recovery in action, and basically they are looking for just another voice. And I'm reminded when I speak to them that I am that voice, and that I can't run away from that, because then I'm running away from my own recovery. So I love the fact that, you know, nobody says it specifically, but the traditions are basically anarchy. They're none of them are rules. We don't have to follow any of that. They're only suggestions. And that is a tradition, that all of the steps and the, you know, the traditions, the 12 of them, are not rules. And if you break them, ain't nobody coming after you. You know, that's just the way we've decided to operate. There's no penal code. We're not going to, you know, if you don't carry the message one day, that's fine. You know, keep coming back, because you're going to, in your really worst experience in DA, you know, you could go bankrupt in DA. You could, thank you. I mean, in my case, I had a situation where I wanted to go back to graduate school, and that meant taking student loans. And I ended up doing that. Right now I see, oh, that was the wrong decision, but I didn't evict myself from DA. I'm still here, you know, and I learned from that experience. And also all my friends and the ones who suggested maybe that wasn't a good idea, they didn't, you know, evict me either. I can still walk into these rooms, and I know that for sure I'm welcome and I'm loved. And so I can be the newcomer at any time again, you know, I can feel like that. And yeah, I guess I'll just wrap up with in business. I work in law, and for instance, I'll just make this thing where somebody, I work with other people and they don't know as much as I do, and they made a really big mistake, and I wanted to tell them. I wanted to do the penal code and run over and be like, and you know, and I was like, I knew that compassion, I knew I needed to treat them like a newcomer. I knew that they did the best that they could at that time. And even though it was, you know, not good enough, and there were implications, that me going over there and demonstrating them was not what I needed to do. So I decided, and maybe they are a debtor in that they're in this job for a very long time and they still don't know those simple things. Like, maybe I need to be that example even at work, where I don't go over and use a nasty tone with them. And so for me, that was practicing the traditions, was finding the right moment to talk to them about this, and not, and especially not do it in other people and sort of get my ego like, oh, I told them they did it wrong, you know, because I my little brain started getting that way, like, ah. So that's me. And yeah, I hope there's a portion where we get to hear from you guys, but onward and upward.
Hi, I'm Liz, recovering debtor and under earner.
Hi, Liz.
And it's a privilege to be at the conference. This is the first one I've ever attended, and it's a privilege to be able to be asked to speak on a panel. And I thank my co-speakers for their shares. I've been coming to DA and Business Debtors Anonymous since 1994. And I've seen the program, I've seen the meetings that I go to particularly evolve over time, but I've seen DA evolve over time using the traditions. I am not a team player by nature, right? And so I came into DA from another fellowship where I've had to learn how to be a team player there too. But I came into DA, I guess I was about, I had 7 years in another program. And I was so ashamed of the stuff that I had done around my money and my earning, that when I came in, I was just like, I did not want to speak. And I started at, there's a meeting in LA that's kind of billed as the biggest meeting in the world. And 25 years ago, it was big even then. It wasn't as big as it is now, where they have a microphone, you have to go to the mic to speak, and it's like a big event, and you know, it's my home group, and I'm, you know, but it's terrifying, you know, when you're coming in and you're like, I'm facing eviction and I have no money, and what's, you know, and then you hear these people like who are prospering, and you know, it's very intimidating. It was very intimidating for me. And at the time, it was called something different. It wasn't called Business Debtors Anonymous. It had another name. And you know, we used that name, that group used that name, until that name was copyrighted by a member who had, you know, started that, using that, you know, started the meetings using that name. And and so I watched as the group evolved into having to determine another name to use. And it was done, it wasn't done with any sort of animosity. I mean, not really with any animosity. I mean, people were a little dismayed that, you know, everything that had been, you know, used in that former name now had to be changed, and World Service, you know, had to get involved because, you know, the person had copyrighted the name and said we could not use it. They copyrighted it and trademarked it. They said we couldn't use it. And so it was like a really kind of smooth transition into the name that's now known as Business Debtors Anonymous. And that was sort of one of my first introductions to how the traditions work, which is that, you know, we don't point fingers at anybody and say, well, you know, they were wrong, why did they do that to us, we should sue them. You know, we don't do that. We don't lay down and let people, you know, walk all over us either. But it was like, okay, you want that name? Okay, fine. You know, let's see how much mileage you get out of it, because we're moving into something else. And, you know, we've prospered with the Business Debtors Anonymous name. But it's a meeting where, you know, it's so diverse, and it is intimidating. I can imagine to people coming in, you know, and seeing just the room is full on a Saturday morning at 8:30. But there's so much love in that room, and there's so much acceptance of all of the insane things that you hear the people are doing with their money or their lack of. I'm not making fun of it. It's just, you know, it's like any fellowship that you're in, you hear like really insane stuff that people are doing. I mean, I can certainly, you know, be in that boat at any given time myself. But, you know, it's like, without being offensive to anyone, it's the, you know, I liken it to like being a big church, for lack of a better term. And you come in and people are so loving to each other and so accepting of each other. And that's not to say that we might not have our personal differences, because we do. But, you know, we're all learning how to play in the sandbox together, as they say. And we get over, if we're working the steps and the traditions, we learn to get past those resentments and those difficulties. And, you know, we know that that's where the love is. And so, you know, I really appreciate Business Debtors Anonymous in particular, for, and you don't have to be a business owner. You know, it's like anybody can, with the only requirement for membership is a desire to stop debting. So, you know, it's not as if you can't share if you don't own a business. You absolutely can own a business or not. No one cares. One of the things I wanted to talk about in that group too, or what I've learned from coming to DA, is it's slipping my mind, but, you know, things like, you know, you don't have to give to the seventh tradition, you know, and they say you're more important than your money. you know, we would rather have you than have your money. That's such a loving thought, because there's very few organizations that one can join where you don't have membership fees and dues, and where, you know, the basket can be passed time after time, and, you know, no one's looking to see if you put money in the basket, and no one is judging, and no one is talking about, you know, hey, Liz didn't put money in the basket for 4 weeks in a row, and, you know, we need to talk about kicking her out or anything. but who's watching, right? So, you know, it's just a very loving fellowship. And, you know, I can call people and tell them what's going on with me. Sometimes it's difficult because I don't necessarily, you know, I still have this thing where I want to look good, even though I've looked bad, you know, at times in my life. My ego can still kick in, and it's like, well, you don't really want to call them and tell the, excuse me, what's really going on. But invariably, when I do decide to get humble, because that's what that is, it's like getting humble and saying, hey, you know what, these are my spots. These are my weak spots. These are the things that I'm doing that I'm ashamed of. You know, I can call a member and, you know, tell them, reveal what's going on. And, you know, I get such loving responses. And I learn that in other programs too, but definitely in DA, where, you know, we live in a culture that focuses on getting, keeping, having. You know, like, you must make a certain amount of money in order to be worthy. You must acquire all this stuff. You must maintain all of these toys. And, you know, if you're not having, there's nothing wrong with stuff, but, you know, there's a lot of, you know, put it on credit. You know, there's a big thing about, in order to look a certain way, if you got to pull out a credit card to do it, then this is what you need to do. Or, you know, put things on the installment plan or whatever. Thank you. So, you know, it's really an adult thing to be able to come in and say, you know what, I don't use credit cards one day at a time. I don't use unsecured debt. I don't incur unsecured debt one day at a time. And, you know, and I keep my numbers. Like, people are like, you keep your numbers? You know, why would you do that? You know, and I have the clarity of, you know, how much is, you know, in all of my accounts, what's coming in, what's going out. And it's just a peaceful way of living. And so these traditions, you know, there's issues that we don't speak about. I got an email yesterday from someone who in the program who's been around for a couple of years, and he's having a lot of trouble financially and getting work and finding work. And so he said he wanted to, I'm one of his PRG people, and so he told us that he was wanting to consider bankruptcy. Well, you know, I didn't respond yet that that's an outside issue. DA doesn't have an opinion on outside issues like that. But, you know, you see all these ads for, you know, they used to talk about it a lot. I think it's in one of the symptoms of debting that, you know, we're swayed by commercial ads, you know, for loans, taking payday loans, title loans, you know, all kind, you know, like, you can pretty much take a loan out on your cat or dog, and if you're short of funds. And, you know, but we live in a society where the country is in debt, right? Like, we're in major, major debt. And I just turned 65 this month. I haven't turned 65. I will in a few weeks, God willing. And so I'm at that point where, you know, I'm looking at, I still have a minute or so, right? Looking at the thing about Social Security, like, is there going to be Social Security after 2035? And so it's like, I don't need to get into a panic about, is Social Security going to run out? I mean, not that I'm going to live off Social Security alone, but, you know, there's all kinds of stuff, because we've borrowed against the Social Security reserve. And so now we're running around trying to figure out what we're going to do. So to be able to come into a program that talks about, you know, showing up and helping each other to prosper and not be swayed by outside issues is just really a blessing. I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
Thank you. In closing, we would like to remind you that in Debtors Anonymous, we practice Tradition 12, which is the principle of anonymity. This assures us the freedom to express ourselves at meetings and in private conversations without fear that our comments will be repeated. We keep what is shared at meetings confidential. As we work the steps and practice DA's traditions and concepts, we're reminded that recovery is possible and that we are all here for a common purpose, to recover from compulsive debting one day at a time. Please form a circle and join me in closing the workshop with a serenity prayer.
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Keep coming back. It works if you work it, and you're worth it. Yeah.